The meaning of your life. Why are you here? Why are you alive? What's the meaning of your life? These are age-old questions that never seem to get answered to any degree of satisfaction. These questions have been around for a long time, and they keep coming up. They keep coming back. When we look at it, so many people live their lives as if they're entitled to something, like they deserve something. Whether it be riches or power over others, there's this entitlement operating that's often at the expense of other people. It can often be seen in the experience of others presenting themselves as better than you, better than them, whoever they might be. In many instances, not a single word has to be spoken, and yet that entitlement still comes through. Other people live their lives as if there's something to be discovered. They're always looking, searching for something. Now, that's not to diminish folks who do research and look into other things to come up with cures and things. That's different. I'm talking more about people who are continually in search of a meaning. This seems so ironic because when you look around, there's meaning all around us. We need not search too far without finding a need for our helping hands to benefit others, our dollars to benefit others, but our giving of ourselves to benefit others. And this doesn't mean our usual suspects in the category of needing, because needing, we know, has like a particular stereotypical look. But there are needs that we often don't consider that need to be met and actually provide meaning. Because if you think about it right now, there are a lot of newborn babies in hospitals needing to be held. At this very moment, there are countless youth who need to be read to, need to be tutored, need to be instructed early on in the ways of life. And we know that there are the elderly who need to be visited. These needs and so many others are the meanings that folks who are looking for a meaning in life step over. They miss it. And as they say, it's hiding in plain sight. But when you think about it, those are the answers to the search for meaning. Because meaning in this life is about being here for each other. Recently, a dear friend lost her husband. In many ways, his passing was merciful. In many ways, at the end of the day, it sort of put closure on what he was going through, what the family was going through, and what it took just to keep it together. And at the same time, it also was a demonstration of what meaningful service can look like. In many cases, when there are funerals and eulogies, there's often a great deal of talk and speaking that may or may not accurately reflect the life of the deceased. We've been to services where the speaker or the minister may not have even known the deceased, but comes up with words anyway. But this particular service was different in that respect. There were good words provided over this man's life, but what was quite profound was the acknowledgement of the powerful expression of service by his wife. Now, we all know that in ideal relationships, couples are to serve and support each other. That's the ideal, right? And how many of us really know ideal relationships? In this case, there was an extensive outpouring of acknowledgement for his wife. She who placed his needs and support first. She didn't hesitate about being there 100%. She provided such a powerful, strong expression of commitment to her husband that his funeral service was often centered around how great a partner she was for him. Her service to him showed up as a ministry. Her service to him showed up as a ministry. When we reflect on the ministry of Jesus, we can note that one of his central themes was caring for each other. We may want to reduce it to the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But really, it's so much more than that. And it's not that simple. Because if truth be told, we have people in society who do not respect themselves. And if they were to actually act upon the golden rule, I'm not sure that that action from these folks would be something to aspire to. There is a higher calling for all of us. There is an awareness we all have of our spiritual selves. We could pretend that it's not there, but we're aware of it whether we acknowledge it, embrace it, or not. It's there. And we have all been witness to the miraculous in the form of the spoken word. Now, speaking and talking, this was the main tool used by Jesus. He was able to heal others because in his speaking, he shifted their consciousness. We all know the experience of having our consciousness and our awareness lifted and expanded. We know the difference of being hopeful and being fatalistic. We know the difference that each makes. And when we're holding on to one or the other, we know how it almost becomes a predictor of what's to follow. As people of faith, which I know you are, our belief to that higher power, God, provides us with an experience of life that is contained in a higher consciousness. We're able to discern when that consciousness is present or absent, whether it's in ourselves or in others. We know when that consciousness is there. Now, for people of faith, this is no mystery at all. However, for people still searching, this may be a hit or miss proposition. Regardless of how one may get there, the presence of that awareness is powerful. The shift into that consciousness is dramatic. That which becomes available to us just in our visioning of life becomes exciting, becomes promising. So with this faith, there's a great appreciation and awe for the presence of God's love, because that's what that consciousness is. That's what it's about. Many take that very essence, that presence, for granted. But little do we know or pay attention to the fact that that presence, that consciousness, that awareness, that is the magic behind the powers that Jesus demonstrated. And it's really not magic at all. It's that higher consciousness. It's that awareness. That's the element to cause those powerful results. And so at the end of the day, that is the purpose of this life. To be the expression of healing, just as Jesus was in his day. When we shift our consciousness to know why we are here, then we're positioned to provide healing for others through love, just as Jesus did. God bless.